This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It is 11:01 on this wonderful Friday, July. No, I lie. It is, what is this? June, eh? It's June, people. No, man. Hallo, Charmaine, what say you there?
I say July.
Yeah, it's June. It's June. That's the last tape trackings of June, Hannes. What is going on? Why is time flying?
Ek dink dit het te doen met die tempo waarteen die aarde om die son beweeg.
Okay.
Ongelukkig is daar niks wat ons daaromtrent kan doen nie. Sadly, time does indeed fly and moves forward. Ons moet saam met tyd vorentoe beweeg.
Ons moet saam met die tyd beweeg.
Ja.
Okay. Wel, sê gou vir die mense waartoe kan hulle WhatsApp as hulle met ons wil praat, toe asseblief.
Hulle kan ons WhatsApp by 0797482090. That's 0797482090.
Okay, maar kom ons luister eers na die nuus, want het here, daar is soveel nuus vandag. Bernard, môre.
Hallo.
Ek ry saam met Bernard vanmôre in hiernatoe. Toe ek tog iemand is dood. Dit is treurmaris op die rad. Toe sit nou Rian van Heerden maak nou klaar met sy show.
Mm. Okay.
Maar toe hy het nou jou radio gehad op Jacaranda, ne?
Ja.
So mense, ek kan amper nie praat nie. Toch, wat fok het gebeur? Nationale ramp. So Rian maak klaar, and then it's Toomey, our Toomey.
Yay.
And
who's our
Martin
Toomey?
Bester.
Toomey Morocco and Martin Bester.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're
okay.
Doing the morning show now.
Oh.
They're going places.
Okay.
It's we are stuck here.
I saw it.
So where's Rian going?
Rian, God knows.
Ek gaan ander besigheidsbelange opsoek.
Okay.
Ja, nou TV show en a stage show en a book show dink ek ook.
Okay.
Maar ek het gisteraand vir Toomey Meraki by 'n comedy show gesien en sy is net fantasties. Ek dink sy gaan baie goed vaar in die rol.
Perfek. Perfek. Jammer vir hy. Maar ek het gesê ek gaan vir julle nuus speel. Want ek het die begrafnis gehoor van Hoofveld van Jacaranda en ek het gesien dat die Vrystaat het blykbaar nou betaal vir die Gupta se troue. Die hele Vrystaat het blykbaar nou betaal. 30 miljoen met die regeringse geld wat hulle weggevat het uit een of ander melkry uit en gechannel het na die Guptas toe vir hulle troue 30 miljoen rand. So dit het is nou oopgevlek vir môre. Ek swem.
Okay. En die Vrystaat kan nie hulle munisipale rekeninge betaal nie.
Nee.
Maar
die
ons Guptas troue.
What have we gone mad?
We have.
Yeah.
We've done reckless. We've gone reckless.
Ja, en nou maar was die troue in die Vrystaat gehou ook?
Ek nie klou nie.
Hannes, hallo, die hele ding met Waterkloof in land in Sun City.
Wat is daai troue?
Daai troue, Hannes.
Dit is 'n nuwe troue.
Ek gedagte is 'n nuwe ene.
My ene. Nuwe troue nou.
Gaan ons die ander hartseën ene ook vat van Suna.
Yes, please talk about it.
Ja, dis baie traag.
Yeah. Well, but she was like marteled tot die dood toe, hey?
Explain to people. Her ouers voel, en Suna, de Suna Venter, sy was een nuus regisseur en sy was een van verlede jaar se 8 journaliste wat geskors is deur die SAK.
Yeah.
Of die SABC. They just basically felt, you know, like the integrity of journalism was being compromised, yeah. And hence they were fired. And her family say that she actually basically died of a broken heart because over the prolonged period where, you know, all these things happened, she was also tortured. People shot at her. People tried to light her on fire. Her life was threatened several times. So, and she never gave up. I mean, she was 32.
It's an actual coronary condition yes. that is caused by stress and trauma.
Yes.
It's like dis daai ding van jou liggaam reageer op jou emosies.
As 'n gebroke hart dood.
Absoluut.
Sektig.
Dis baie jammer. Dis baie jammer dat ons so ver gekom
het. And it also brings into question the integrity of the SABC once again, you know. Dat net jy weet die feit dat nuusberiggewing gemanipuleer word binne die organisasie en dat daar joernaliste is wat wil opstaan daarvoor, maar dan word hulle geviktimiseer. Dis baie hartseer.
Ja. En Suna het met haar lewe betaal. Ja. En ek hoop regtig iets kom daarvan, want mense het gesê, this is, you know, you're doing something that's changing our world, and I hope they honor that with how they go forward now.
Ja.
You know, so I mean, the more things change, the more they stay the same. During apartheid, SABC was they were the ones who said, you know, yeah, we are all about not giving you all the details, corruption, etc., etc. And now with this new dispensation, we're going the same route. You know.
Okay, so from that wonderful news, let's go to a bit of a tongue-in-cheek of the news I discovered somewhere. Let's have a listen.
Okay, hello. The BBC has won a high court battle for the right to broadcast child pornography, and there could be more bad news on the way. Good evening and welcome to the BBC's news taken out of context. Our top story tonight. The battle over bonuses is far from over. Hundreds of city traders and bankers wearing balaclavas ambushed the Royal Bank of Scotland today. Business tycoons carrying sledgehammers smashed Britain's biggest bank, shoplifting their multi-million pound bonuses. Police have described the high-flying bosses as dangerous. When it comes to alcohol, how much is too much? The court in Paris said it's up to Scotland to decide. They say you should have 300 units every 45 minutes and stop off for a beer on the way home. That's already a guideline in Scotland. Our correspondent Jeremy Cook has been focusing on the market town of Hereford.
Hereford, Hereford, Hereford. Jeremy Cook, BBC News, Hereford.
A reminder of tonight's main salacious gossip. There's been a shocked response around the world to video footage appearing to show US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urinating on Boris Johnson for an ITV program. It was deplorable behavior. Thousands of women remain confused and worried. The government says it has no plans to get the economy moving again. And Nick is in Westminster for us.
Well, the British Prime Minister is a posh English queen. He has his own dick up his arse.
Nick, thanks very much. Goodbye.
As jy nou weet ons dit ook. En Nysna, ek het met iemand gepraat gister in Nysna. Dit is hel wat daar aangaan en hoe dit gemismanage is en mense net soos afkop hoenders rondgehardloop het.
Wat word gemismanage?
Die vure.
Oh.
The fires that started in Nysna, it destroyed so much.
Vriende van ons het baie amper alles verloor. Al die huise in hulle straat het afgebrand. Hulle was die een huis wat nog steeds staande gebly
het. Wow. My vriende is alles is weg. Dit uit ek het 'n foto gekry. Dit is net so lyk asof dit in die oorlog is.
Sure. Maar dit skeer hoe hulle fight in die tragedie wat aangaan. Ek hoor wat ek ken daar, so sy het hulle het 'n restaurant. Hulle het hulle restaurant toegemaak en begin kook vir die mense van Nysna om almal net kos te gee. En hulle het skenkings gekry van all over die land. En toe daar mense net opgedaag en sê, ja, julle gee die kos vir verkeerde mense en toe vat hulle net al die voorraad en vat dit weg. Dis in...
Nou fight hulle.
Nou fight hulle onder mekaar oor wie doen goed.
So wat die mense kom net in jou establishment en vat jou kos. Dis mos steel, dis het maak nie sin nie. So, weet hulle wie die kos gevat het? Is dit die regering? Is dit departement?
Nee, ek weet nie klou wat daar aangaan nie.
Okay, great.
Ja.
That's weird.
Dis sin, hulle probeer mense help en dan, nee, dis nie reg. Jy doen dit nie, jy help nie reg nie. Jy help verkeerd.
Ag nee.
Wel, dit was ongeorganiseerd blykbaar en dit's maar klein plekkie nice na en so hulle was nie heeltemal voorberei daarvoor nie en... En dit moet gebeur, die brande, elke paar jaar vir die fynbos. Maar dit word verkeerd gemanaged. Die mense is die hele tyd in die pad. Nou, en hulle weet nie hoe om hulle self uit die pad uit te hou nie.
Is hulle in die pad vanweer die uitbreiding van...
Ja, vanweer die uitbreiding van mense wat nou begin bly waar hulle nie moet bly eintlik nie. Shame. So, and I also want to say to my friend Hans Peterson, he was on our show a couple of times, from the organization UGOT. They have won their case in the court that schools cannot dictate a religion anymore. So congratulations, Hans. I just want to explain this to people. It doesn't, it's not Christian vervolging or anything like that. The very things Christians make up. It's not that. It is give anyone a right to practice any religion or non-religion of his or her choice at school. You can't force them to be a Christian. You can't force them to be a Muslim. And that is what this case established. Congratulations, Hans. Rian, goeiemôre.
Hallo julle. Hoe gaan dit?
Hey.
Lang klas vir jou gesien.
Ja, dis goed om julle weer te sien.
Oh. Ja.
Bernard is terug, ek is so bly na jou vakansie.
Ja.
Hy het baie geniet.
Ag, ek so jaloers.
Ja, ek het vorige keer die show oorgeneem met my talks oor my trip, so ek dink jy wil nog hoor nie.
Wel, hy moes gaan, jou stem moes laat rus vir 2 dae, ne?
Nou, ek was moeg, ek was rarig. Ek het nog nooit my mond droog gepraat op 'n show nie.
Wow.
Nee, maar dit was die moeite werd.
Oh, great.
Maar, okay, ons het nou terug met ons dansers vandag.
Yes, weer terug.
En ek wil vir jou vraag, kry jy goeie reaksie? Ons gaan nou weer live gaan, op Facebook. Ek gaan op Facebook ook waarskie. Ons gaan kyk na Keegan en ons gaan kyk na Crystal.
Dis korrek, ja. Die feedback is baie goed sover. Baie vergaderings wat daar deurgewerk word en ons het nou die Neon Run geland wat baie cool is. Dis nou 'n draf sessie, 5 kilos wat almal in verf is. Dit is neon.
Nice.
Maar jy kan hier dop drink halfpad. Dis meer 'n fun run. En ja. So ons het nou die entertainment waar gaan doen in September. So dit gaan nogal 'n cool experience wees.
Waar is dit?
Dit is in Sandton iewers. Ek sal nou nog die details en die goedjies kry, maar ons het nou eers die vergadering gekry en dis nou eers bevestig hierdie week.
Okay, Neon Run.
The Neon Run, ja.
Dit klink na 'n drunk run, 'n drunken run.
It does.
Ek het eers gedink dis Neon, dis die nie sanger Neon. Wat sy Neon?
Neo.
Neo, ja, ek was
Neo. Neo. Yeah.
I'm moving up in life.
Marian, wat het gebeur met ons Blackpool dansers?
Hulle het tweede gekom, Celine, wow. Ja, hulle het tweede plek gekry, wat fantasties is.
Yes.
Ja, so ek het probeer om die video te kry voordat ons inkom, ons kon dit nou nie genoeg tyd gehad om dit te kry.
Well, next time.
Ja, nee, maar hulle het baie goed gedoen.
Maar hulle was baie impressive.
Ja.
Congratulations.
Ja, nee, dit was lekker, dis die eerste keer wat hulle die routine geoefen het nou voor hulle oorgegaan het, so dit was great om dit uit die pad uit
en
te kry.
En dit was mooi en dit was impressive, ja.
Ja.
Mense het gesnak. So Bernard, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give this beautiful iPhone to you. Be careful. I know you only know Samsung, so be careful. And I'm going to take it and put it on Facebook. That'll take a while, Bernard, because I'm old and I've been very ill. Mense, ek was baie siek hoor. Ek het nog reste in my keel soos aliens wat in die verwarmer pijpe hardloop, wat sê mens?
Gremlins.
Nee, ek weet nie, wat het jy jou verwarmer pijpe nie?
Ja, en die aliens is daar bo in die dak.
Yeah.
Ek het nog soke goed hier binnen.
Okay.
So ek kan nie, as ek lach, dan kom alles uit.
So slijm en snot.
So ernstig en trant begin.
Ja, ek kan nie lach nie, want dan
kom die slijm uit.
Dit heat my, ja, ongelukkig. So,
Gelukkig is jy nie een roker nie.
So what do? I press publish? Ja, live video, ja. And then I'm gonna say... okay, mense, as jy op Facebook is, gaan Facebook toe nou, na die Casper de Vries fanbook, en ons eerste ou is Keegan, hey.
Dat is hey, Keegan.
Okay, so I'm gonna go live. Mm-hmm.
En Keegan is prachtig, hy is een prachtige moederse seel.
Hy is sag op die oog, nee.
Oh, hallo.
Skryf Keegan
as ek nou net 35 jaar jonger was.
Keegan is nou 19, hy het net 19 geword.
Nee. Oh, ja, ja, moet.
Hy mag ons sê, hy is oulik.
Ja. Hy is deel...
Is het wettig?
Ja, daarom. Hy oefen al vir 2 maande saam met ons.
Oor 2 maande?
2 maande, ja. En hy lyk baie, baie goed. Die routine is amazing en ek so trots op hom. So dis die nuwe bloed van Odyssey wat nou deurkom.
Lekker.
Awesome.
Okay, wel, ons geef aan Bernard kans, want hy moet nou strompel tot daar. En dan moet ek 'n song hier so vir Keegan opline en dit gaan wees van... fucking French Montana.
Ja.
Frenchie.
Unforgettable, French Montana. Mm-hmm. Okay, hy is reg so. Hoe gaan het daar binnen met Bernard?
Hy lyk gelukkig.
Okay.
Ja, hy lyk gelukkig en Keegan lyk soos 'n atleet. Hy lyk soos 'n runner.
Hy doen. Ja. So wat het jy met dans gaan hy doen?
'N Hip Hop Routine en dit is sy heel eerste vertoning ooit.
So ek, dit, Keegan,
ons breek sy virginity vandag.
Keegan, all our best wishes. You're only being seen by millions. Don't worry. Okay, Bernard, kan jy my hoor? Okay, ek kan jou nie hoor nie, maar ek neem aan jy kan my hoor. Great.
Welcome to the entertainment industry, buddy.
Yeah, Keegan. Let's get Keegan in here quickly.
Okay, Keegan's coming quick.
Come, Keegan. That was nice.
Ik wil weten.
Is Crystal here already?
I think so.
See ya.
Yeah, she said.
Did you call her that?
Oh boy.
Are you too? Do you want to sit? You sit, so.
Nee, hy moet daar sit.
O, waar gaan Bernard?
Bernard gaan ons nou vir Crystal afneem.
O, okay.
Well done, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Thanks.
Well Congratulations. Done.
That was fun, I must say. Nice. I really enjoyed myself.
Good.
Up top.
High five, buddy.
Up
high
top.
Five.
Thank
you. And you can watch it back.
You may.
Later. On Facebook, you see. Upload failed. What did you do, Bernard?
I say finish.
Upload failed. Bernard, if you have crushed this young boy's dreams...
Well, I am so glad it wasn't me. I'm so blessed that I was on my phone. iPhone. You know what? When you say finish, it just uploads it automatically, I think, since the last time.
So now I'm going to do Crystal now.
Crystal, do you need to change?
Is she hiding?
Yeah, I just saw her head.
Ons vat die kak nie, hoor. Ons beweeg. Ons is 'n worsmasjien. If she wants to have some rest time...
Terwyl ons waren, daar is nog ander tragiese nuus hierdie week.
Wat? Ag nee.
Oubaas is uit 7de laan uit.
Wat?
Hulle gaan vir Oubaas wegvat. Pierre van Bletsen, die akteur se kontrak is nie hernie nie en dan beteken dit dat Oubaas ook nie meer op die program gaan verskyn nie. Ons gaan niks meer gevleelde woorde kry nie.
Maar die ding is, Hannes, kan ek jou iets vertel? Hy het nou begin op die feeste met 'n show.
Ja.
En dit werk baie goed.
Ja.
So ek dink hy is baie bly. Ek dink hy het gevra om uitgeskryf.
Dit is ook moontlik, ja. En die koerante maak nou weer 'n ander storie daarvan dat dit baie meer tragies klink.
Koerante, ons ken koerante. Hulle lieg soms ongelukkig. So Keegan, I don't know whether you've been verewigd or not. Are you English or Afrikaans?
I'm English.
Keegan, sê kamper, waar kom jy van, Dan?
I come from Brackenus area, yes.
Where the fuck is that?
Alberton.
Okay.
Ons play a straat van mekaar af.
Yeah. Oh, really? Do you stay in Alberton
dirty
as well?
Dirty South, yeah.
Oh, the Dirty South.
Mm. Allee.
Oh,
I
my God. I thought that
was...
Is
that in the West? Is that in
the West? Suid-West, miskien. Maar dis
maar... Het jy
jy so geskik?
Bernard, toe jy opgeneem het daar mense geskryf, of nie?
Ja. Yeah.
Het jy gesien hoe jy skryf?
Ja.
Kom sê jy so sagjes ja?
Ja.
Ja! Nee, nee, nee.
Okay.
Gaan kyk vir ons is nou weer live. Ek is hoog. Ek is amper hoogmoedig. Ek is hoog. Ding is. So, you must go in for Crystal, eh?
Ja, en sy is reg.
Okay. So, Keegan, you can now sit and relax and watch Crystal. And I'm going to put her song on, which is the song about Rihanna. It's Rihanna Men, Wild Thoughts. It's that song's name, so I am ready here. Are they ready there? Can you see? Because I kyk in die son in.
Ek sien nie die kind nie. Waar is sy?
Crystal, is jy reg, my skattebol? Trek uit die toppie.
Ag, jou moeder, sy's cute.
Sy's pragtig.
Sy's eye candy. Wat praat jy?
God, you brought them out today, didn't you? I mean, the kids today.
Where must the kids?
I said, Jay. Wat praat jy? Moet dit ek nie.
Crystal, stand by, here we go.
Ooh, go Crystal.
Oh, hallelujah.
What is this? Thunder? What is this? Is this the beginning? Oh God, oh another God, one. Oh, oh God, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, Santana.
We the best music, DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a whistle on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down a notch. Cause I can learn some things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Stunning. Such a nice little thing, eh?
Tell me
little
about it. Yeah.
Is the operative word.
Like a pixie.
Tiny, yes.
Yeah. A little pixie.
Like 1.5 or something, 1.4 maybe?
So, Keegan, do you want to do professional dancing or what do you want
to
do?
I would love to do professional dancing.
Like in corporate and musicals and...
All types.
Dance
is life and I really appreciate it. Through Rian opening my eyes and dancing...
Keegan's got a very natural ability, which is very incredible, and you don't often find it. But sometimes being blessed with a natural ability, you tend not to work as hard. But it's the opposite with him. So it's very, very refreshing to see someone work so hard. I mean, he showed me the solo yesterday that he copied off a video, and it's just incredible.
Fantastic. And here's little Crystal. Oh, you looked so nice. I wanted to water you and give you little bonsai fluid. Are you well?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
That is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And how long have you been dancing?
Ever since I was in my mother's womb.
So that's natural for you.
Pretty much.
Do you go around, Rian, and sort of scout talent, or how do you get these people?
Well, it's been 17 years in the industry, so you kind of learn who's who, and start following other dancers, and you start seeing, like, I've never met her. This is the first time I've met her today.
My goodness.
Yeah, I'm taking this show very serious, guys.
That's fantastic. Well, wat ons net moet doen is... Julle is nou op, ons moet net staan by net, laat ons net nou check met Konse story, of Keegan op is of nie.
Okay.
If he's not, then he's going to redo it.
100%.
But I think Bernard did justice. he looks confident, so yeah, I'll just have to recheck that.
Right. The last couple of times I shot the Facebook video and I never had any problems.
Yeah, I know, you were smooth.
Yeah.
And you even did the music video one. The twisty twisties.
Yeah.
Jy het getwist, jy is onderin, verby die bekken.
In die adage in.
Ons is in die adage in, onthou ek, ja. Wow, that was absolutely amazing. Well, Crystal and Keegan, thank you for coming. Just hang on, let's see if you have to do something again. And Rian, dank dat jy hulle gebring het.
Dank jy. Kasper, ek wil net ons met Crystal, hulle sê het op paar followers.
Ja.
If you want to just give yourself a little...
Of course, both of you, people, please.
Ladies first.
What am I saying?
Your Twitter handle and your Instagram and where fellas can watch you.
Fellas.
And fellalinas.
Fella and fellalinas.
My Instagram is Crystal J. That's CrystalDrey. And then Facebook is just Crystal Daniels. And I'm not active on Twitter, so it's just Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, so it's only Trump, not you.
Yeah, Trump has got is the Twitter king.
He's ruined Twitter.
And you, Keegan?
All right. I don't really Instagram, Snapchat, and whatnot.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But I do have Facebook. It's just Keegan DeVee. You guys can go there, have a look at my
and
page.
And you're 19 and you don't have all those things.
No.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, but he's still young, so he can get everything.
Unless
he's
that, unless it's, Instagram, he shit that alles uit.
Ja, maar het is lekker om te kan sê, ek moet nog een Instagram begin, ek moet nog dit begin. You know, your life is still young.
Yeah.
Now we're going to listen to a song that someone sent to me yesterday. It's the biggest load of cock I ever heard in my whole life. It goes like this. I don't know if you can hear it. Yeah, I hear something.
What? Echo van gas, bro. Middel van die nacht laat het raas, bro. Vet dat jy de mozzarella jaagt, bro. Gas elke dag, elke aand, bro. Gas, bro. Middel van die nacht laat het raas, bro. Vet dat jy de mozzarella jaagt, bro. Gas elke dag, elke aand, bro. Echo van gas, bro. Middel van die nacht laat het raas, bro. Vet dat jy de mozzarella jaagt, bro. Gas elke dag, elke aand, bro. Echo van gas, 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 gas. Echo van echo van kop.
Wat denk je daarvan, Hannes?
Yes, dit maakt mij honger, dat is wat het doen.
Kan van kaas, bro.
Dit maakt mij honger en naar, terzelfde tijd.
Ja, want een song oor kaas. Is ja. Nou die, alhoewel, jouw Instagram is maas kaas.
Ja, dat is wel. Ik hou van kaas, ja.
Bro.
Bro. dit is absurd. Dit gaan ik moet zeggen. Maar het is een lekker beat. Ja, ik denk je kan om lekker kook op die dansvloer waar die discotheek.
En gepraat van lekker beat.
Ja.
Heb jy die danse geniet, Bernard?
Dit is my prachtig.
Dankie vir jou kamerawerk.
Baie dankie.
Okay, so dis keer en skinner nies. Wat het jy vir ons vandag wat die sodomietse oë sal laat uitpop?
Oeh, ja, ek het interessante nies. Ek weet nie of het happy of sad, well, dat is happy en sad nies, maar baie interessante nies.
Okay.
Ek het so rikkie terug, het ek vir vertel van al die gay clubs in Londen wat so op een streep toemaak. Mm. Nou begin het hier gebeur.
Waarom?
Industry het toegemaak en Babylon, wat 7 jaar bestaan het, het toegemaak laas naweek.
Babylon wat in Centurion.
Ja. En nou is allemaal soos in, ja, maar hoekom maak het toe?
Hoekom,
en alle,
ja, dit is my vraag.
Ek dink, gay is net meer mainstream. Dit is nie meer so, jy moet na jou plek toe gaan om jouself te geniet nie. Jy kan Presley's toe gaan as jy wil en gaan langarm.
Gay is jy.
So, ek dink dis een groot rede, is dat dis nie meer acceptable ooral. So, en ook die clubs sien, ek meen as jy kyk na die strijdclubs, daar is nie meer rarig strijdclubs, clubs nie. Ek meen, as jy dink ESP en Bump en al die clubs wat daar was, daar is nie meer nie.
Ja,
daar is kleiner bars en pubs, maar ja.
Misschien is het in die verlede gewees dat jy was kalm om iemand sy hand vast te hou as jy 2 mans is.
Ja,
dan ga jy nou naar jou club toe, maar nou fokken allemaal maar open en bloot.
Mm. Nee, nou, ek meen, nou hierdie special event wat gehou word, ek meen, dan vlok die moffies en gaan hou partijkie, maar daar is nie meer elke liewe naweek moet ek na a gay club toe gaan en nee.
Ja. Ja, dit ja, was so. Okay, wel, ons sit een stilte minuut in vir die kyklubs wat toemaak. Maar waar iets toemaak, maak iets weer oop.
Maar dis exactly wat ek nou wil sê, want einde van juli, maak Bruce, wat Babylon besit het, maak hy een nieuwe club in Fourways oop. Genaamd Frat House.
Frat house. Dit klink so vetterig.
Dit klink... ja. So ja, sal maar sien hoe gaan frat house hou.
Frat house is frat house. Nie fat house. Ek gaan een fat... Ek is fat house. Dis my club.
Fat house. McDonald's.
ja.
Ek hou van kaas,
bedoel. ja. Kaas club. Die kaas club. Ons sal so allemaal so in die selle straaikie wees.
Ja. En dan het ons so vluchtig oor Nysna gepraat en dis moes nou geblameer op die Pink Lory feest specifiek dat Nysna afgebrand
het. Oh yes!
Ja.
Wow.
Dis nou oor dat...
Ja! Ek het gehoor!
Hulle
Wat flap jy langs my?
Because I couldn't believe it!
Amper sterk sy myn op.
Sy flap.
Ja, sy flap verskriklik.
Ek kon nie geloof nie. Ja, die guys.
Nee, ek kon nie geloof dat mense daarna toe gaan. Ja. Where they go like that's because of the guys. Ach, sy stop.
Maar Pink Lory het een statement uitgesit en gesê, ons is volgende jaar terug. ja. Hulle is hulle 18e bestaansjaar.
En het springe brandplus.
En ja, die, ek het so een voelkie hoor fluit, een lorie hoor fluit. Van die thema, maar ek mag het nou ongelukkig nog nie sê nie, maar dit gaan dalk die dorp ruk.
Hoekom is dit...
Dit is hulle 18de verjaarsdag. So,
a coming of age.
Firemen.
So, ja.
Are they going to have firemen?
Dit is so'n bieke...
Maar dit is vreemd so'n gay. Dit is vreemd so'n gay, so call fireman.
Ja, call fireman, maar op, in een dorp wat afgebrand het.
Ja.
Lekker.
Wat hy nat...
Wat gaan nie weer gebeur nie.
Nee.
Wat is het die oorteenoorstel van nat, droog? Wat hy droog kom. so...
Dis weer geklink.
Hallo jong kinderkies.
Oh my god.
Ek hoor as 'n kuikie in die boom.
Ja. Weet jy geweet op Broadway, Bernard, is daar 'n revival van Chess op hande?
Rarig.
Hmm.
Okay.
And I'm very...
Ek het nog nooit Chess gesien nie, kan jy het geloof?
I know you so well.
ek weet van die muziek, maar yeah. Ek nog nie die production gesien nie.
Wel, niemand het eindelijk nie, want het is een baie moeilike production, hy maak baie toe, hy begin en dan maak hy toe, want die story wil nie werk nie, nou het hulle die volk en ding weer gaan herskryf.
Hmm.
En nou gaan hulle hom weer oopmaak op brood, maar die muziek is een hit, maar die story wil nie ergens heen gaan nie. Want weet hulle daar, I know him so well, one night in Bangkok, and yeah. Your oyster is my pambo, whatever. Maar die story is kak.
Was
maar,
dit nie een Suid-Afrikaanse weergewe so paar jaar
ja,
geweest?
Skak?
Ja.
Nee, fuck off.
Dit was, by Pieter Toerien Theater.
Met Jimmy Boothwick.
ja.
In skak?
Nee, was in Engels, dit was niet Chess.
Dit is in Engels.
I thought it was in Afrikaans.
Jy in Anton Bangkok.
Jy in Anton Bangkok, in my broeks en jou oyster. nee.
ja.
Maar ek, weet, ek weet ook, critical acclaim gekry het, maar ek weet nie hoe hulle huise was nie.
Dit is vreselik baie revivals wat nou aan die gang is. Dit is asof hulle idees half opraak.
Mm.
En hulle sê revivals. Cats maak toe.
Oh.
Einde van die jaar. Na net een kort run. Dit moes hulle, as in Broadway, een kort run van een jaar en een half.
Ja, dan is het ja. 250 miljoen dollar later.
ja.
Ja. Mm-mm. Ah, dit is in elk geval die salaris van die Zumas. per dag. Ons weet van Konse story wat so half gesukkel het om by te kom en ons het hom actually weer bygekry. Dit is 'n baie moeilike story om weer op sleep te kry. Ek moet vir mense sê, as jy luister daarna, as hierdie miskien 'n podcast is, rook daar gaat dalk, want ek dink dit gaan lekkerder oorkom, want dit is weird. Die story is vir my, ek het gegaan, what the... Geef van my Daga, en ek rook nie Daga nie hoor, en ek het gedink Daga sal goed, so ek beveel aan, Daga, nou, in uit, en dan luister ons na Konse story, en hy is hier ergens, daar is hy verragtig.
Hallo, kan
jy
lekker
hoor
nie?
Hallo, wie is jy? Ek is Koos. Sê nie my vrou nie.
Ek sê toch, ja, jy is aan.
Kijk jy sê toch. Is dit?
Ek is Gretje.
Gretje? Is ons dochter?
Ja!
Ek skiet so baas ons nou.
Ek dink ons is nou op 'n ander plek. Kijk eens. Ach, ek eens op die tijd. Was ons nie deel van Gonse story nie?
Ja, ons was van.
Dagende dag, maar aan die einde van die dag is mens hier alleen in jou konsistorie. Rita, ek wonder wat doen sy nou.
Hallo, Rita.
Knipoeknie.
Excuse?
Knipoeknie.
Dit is baie lekker om jou te sien. Baie dankie vir daai geldjie wat jy vir my oorgeplaas het. Ek het nou nog 3 monitors gekoop en nog 'n verskeidenheid hardeskywe en alles. Ek sê vir jou nou, hierdie Bitcoin story is groot. Ons gaan groot bokke maak. Cash money baby.
Ek hoop jy weet wat jy doen. Sy brand, want ek weet glad nie wat Bitcoin is nie. Kom ons sê ek is 'n idioot. Okay?
Goed, jy's 'n idioot.
Dankie. Verduidelik dit vir my.
Wel, soos ek het verstaan, is dit coins wat weggesteek is in die internet. So, dis hoekom ek nou klomp extra rekenaars gekoop het, sodat ek die internet, as het ware, kan mine vir nog bitcoins.
Mine?
Dis muntstukke, dis soos a pirate journey op die interwebs. Dis insane, en jy kan heavy baie geld maak, want die bitcoin is soos heavy baie waard en alles. As dinge so aangaan, ek weet, ek het gesê, ek commit nou aan geld maak, dit is vir my belangrik, dit is 'n toekoms skep, en as dinge so aangaan, dan gaan ek dalk die franchises van die bakkery nie eers meer nodig hê nie. Ons kan net met bitcoin virtuele geld maak.
Hanglippe, maar nou 4, hoeveel kost dit?
Ach, ek het 'n goeie deel gekry by ou wat ek ken by die cash converters. So trust my, okay? Dis nie asof ek buitensporige. Jy weet wat hulle sê in besigheid, soms moet jy geld spandeer om geld te maak. Ja. Rita, op die oude van die dag kyk ek net na jou belange om, ek beloof vir jou.
Wat is, dis al wat ek het, daardie neseierkie?
Wel, as dinge rarig sleg gaan, jy het lanklaas gepraat oor waar jy en kon staan in terme van julle egskeiding, jy kan hom dalk ordentlik melk, en dan kan ons eers die bitcoins myn.
Vrieskooi, ja. Wel, ek hoop jy weet wat jy doen, want
Rita, trust my, as jy verjaar, wil jy net 'n eenvoudige koekie sonder versierseike?
Nee.
Of wil jy 'n koekie wat 5 lae het, met wit versierseike en pink gemeng en blommetjies en rose en sien, dis hoe kom ons dit doen. Ons bou aan ons toekoms. Al wat jy moet doen is, vertrou my, jou neseiertjie is veilig in my nesie.
Wel, sy brand, dis reg. Ek vertrou jou. Kapouterkak. Reinhard? Vinniger. Hallo, Reinhard. Vinniger!
Dit is regtig lekker om julle te sien. Sybrand.
Kry nou net eind.
Baie dankie dat jy my die geleentheid gegee het om jou motor voertuig te ry terwyl ek
speed up
tussen werksgeleenthede is.
God, daar gaan 2 minute wat ek nooit gaan terugkry nie. Ah.
Times her finger green. I hope when you're in bed with her.
Maar is toch alsof die mis wegzak oor die berg nou. Die berg my brein en mis die ziekte. Waar was ek? Ek is nog steeds in my kamer. Waar is die telefoon? Is dit?
Hallo, Adjie.
Jesus. Hallo, Marcel.
Hallo, Adi, hoe voel jy?
Ek voel my bykie die mekaar, lomerig.
Maar Tannie Feikie en Tannie Leeuwbekie het gesê, ek moet jou kom versorg.
Heer, okay.
Tannie Leeuwbekie?
Hallo, Marcel.
Hallo, Tannie.
Hallo, Adi, jy lyk goed vandag. Te goed is jy my vrou.
Dankie, Leeuwbekie.
Tannie, maar Tannie Feikie.
Ach, sy is op een internationale bezoek om ons bezigheidsbelange te gaan bevorder.
Wat?
Ja, sy ontmoet met een paar baie interessante mense. Mense wat ons bezigheid weer wonderlik kan maak. Someone who can make it great again, as jy verstaan wat ek bedoel.
Ek is nou so lus vir ramp.
Ja, haar bezoek is heel rustig. Tug, as jy verstaan. Marcel, kan ek jou blief gaga in die kombuis spreek?
Natuurlijk, Tannie. Verskoon my om, Attie.
Ja, as ek net een telefoon kan kry, as ek nie kan bel.
Marcel, dit is van absolute belang dat jy moet seker maak dat Attie die heel tyd onder verdoving is.
Ek weet, Tannie, maar hy begin nou bykie asof hy helderder raak.
Ek het dit achtergekom, en dit kan nie deug nie. Ons kan hom nie doodmaak nie, nee. Maar ons kan ook nie laat hy in kontak kom met die overhede en allemaal vertel van ons bezigheidsbelange nie.
So, ek het daar goeikies gekry by die diskem.
Daar is hy, kom ons kyk wat hy, of jy al die nodige bestanddele het.
So is wilde als, en dit is opgekap in 3 stikke.
Het is reg, jy kan 2 stikke ingooi nou, en dan een ander stikje hou vir later. Het jy die voetboeier gekry?
Die voetboeier, ek kon nie die diskem maak kry nie, ek het nie die dier gelet ene.
O, goed, dit behoor die toerkie te doen, ek moet net nie oordoseer nie, nie 2 theelepelkies. En dan natuurlijk, ek sien jy die HDH swembadsuur gekry.
En dan die blauw en die geel wit riool, het dan nie gevraad?
Ja, dit sal seker maak dat hy op sy rug bly. Dis baie belangrik dat hy nie contact maak met enige iemand nie. Maar soos ek sê, ons moet hom levendig hou. Daarom het ek net om sy pyn een bietjie gelig, ook hierdie njope vir jou gebring om saam met ons concoctie in te gooi.
Oom Attie gaan so bly wees. Ek het dit klaar verpulp en een mengermeelkerwe versilper. Dus net, ek is bietjie onzeker oor hierdie duimspijkerkies.
Die duimspijkerkies is belangrik, omdat dit sal seker maak dat sy maag onwel voel, wat beteken dat hy nie kan opstaan nie. Dit herinner my, jy moet onthou om sy bedpan ook om te ruil.
Ek wou sê iets is nie lekker nie. Oef. Daar, dit is perfect.
Kom, Ja, Marcel.
Maak groot oop.
Daar sê, Adi, drink alles mooi op.
Eendag, hoop ek. Ek sal by wees as julle 2 aan die pen ry. Daar gaan ek. Dag.
Wel gedaan, Marcel.
Voices in my head, whispers taunting all the things you said.
Dr. Langerhans, het is my reuse plezier om u vandag weer hier te sien in my spreekkamer. Baie dankie dat u Elizabeth teruggebring het, dat ek weer gauw na haar kan kyk.
Ek is baie dankbaar.
Dankie, dokter.
Die Maar die realiteit is dat ek nog nooit in my tyd as geneesheer so iets gesien het nie. Dis as het ware die dooie vlees wat hy reis het en weer opgestaan het. Dis 'n goeie ding, sy was die orgaanskenker nie.
Dan het ons nou met ons hande in haar hare gesit.
Ek het weer na haar gekyk en alles lyk vir my heel bevredigend. Noodloos om te sê was die tydjie wat sy onder die grond spandeer het genoeg dat daar basiese deteriorasie van die vleissele sou plaasvind, wat beteken dat sy basies begin ontbind. Nou, dit maak dinge bietjie moeilik, omdat van haar ledemaante nou effens sy geneigtheid tot verrotting het, wat beteken dat dit dreig om af te val. Maar nou, kyk, ek wil nie die woord zombie gebruik nie. Dit is 'n mediese fenomeen en ek is baie, baie opgewonde oor wat ons kan leer van Elizabeth af. Dit sal egter van kardinale belang wees dat ons haar heel hou. So ek gaan vir jou voorskrif gee van pleisters en basiese naaldwerk toerusting om te verseker dat haar arm nie afval op 'n ongeleë tyd nie.
Dokter, op oomlik, ek sukkel met die onderlip as vir my na die onderlip kan versig.
Ja, dis 'n goeie ding, ek het hierdie staple gun, wat ek gewoonlik gebruik om wonde te seel, maar in hierdie geval behoort dit jou lip, sommer daar so,
ek voel volkom.
Nee, dis wonderlik om te hoor, Elizabeth. Ek sien baie uit daarna om jou op 'n gereelde basis te ondersoek. Ons moet kyk of ons hierdie ding in die kiem kan smoor voor dit te erg raak. Dis nie aldag dat iemand uit die dood uit opstaan nie, so dokter, ons wil mooi na jou kyk.
Ja, maar te plaat kan jy net my oog aan geelheid rol.
Dit is 'n glibberige dingetjie.
Konsistorie, goeiemiddag. Nee, doe my nie kons op die oomlik in die konsistorie. Is in die konsistorie? Ja, dit is konsistorie. Ja. Hurt, dankie en sien vir jou ook. Bye. Kom maar binnen. Ah, dominee van die hervormde kerk.
Dag sê, broer Ben, ek het jou bloedgeld gebring.
Moenie dit so noem en soos 'n kat wat aan haar kykie opgeëet na my kyk nie, dominee.
Benny, jy dreig my reputasie as 'n man van die kleed te skaad deur vir almal te vertel dat ek 'n geneigtheid het tot die gebruik van jong seuns vir seksuele plesier. En het my geforseer om my hartverdiende geld aan jou te oorhandig om te verseker dat jy nie korrek
is. Maar natuurlik, want dominee is nie net 'n man van die kleed nie, dominee kom op die kleed.
Dit maak nog steeds nie hierdie taak vir my makliker nie, Benny. Dit is niks anders as blackmail wat jy pleeg nie.
Asseblief, moenie my moesie my manie intrek nie. Wat het 'n blackmail hiermee uit te raai?
Ek moet jou vra, kan ons nie dalk ons ooreenkoms heroorweeg nie? Het ek nie nou reeds betaal vir my sondes?
Dit is nog net 'n maand, dominee. Nou kom jy al met veranderinge. Hierdie is vir die res van jou lewe. Jy het mooi gehoor wat sê hulle daar in die grot. Ek gaan vir hulle vertel en dan gaan hulle begin knieë breek en stembande skaaf.
Maar jy moet verstaan, ek sukkel om te oorleef.
Ja, heeltemal reg, ons almal sukkel. Dominee, hier is ons 'n nuwe ding. Ek weet nie of dominee belangstel nie as ons saam ingaan. Dit is poepelpop.com.
Ja.
Dit is R12.99 'n maand en dan kom ek en jy prentjies uitruil dalk.
Dit klink interessant, Benny.
Ek het net nie R6.
Ek sal maar vanaand by die koffiekroeg dalk net so eintjie in die kleinkas druk en kyk of ek het kan regkry.
Maar hierdie is R12.99 poepelpop.com en dan sien mens allerhande lekker dinge wat dominee bevredig sou hou dat dominee nie gefrustreerd sou raak met die werklikheid van wat aangaan.
Ai, Benny, nou dat ek die situasie so bekyk, besef ek dat jy eintlik nie 'n slegte ou is nie. Jy verstaan my dilemma, jy verstaan hoe die duivel my lei en die maat in en tog het jy nog steeds empatie vir my dilemma.
Nee, is reg, Dominee. Ek dink daar was 'n wyse man wat eens gesê het, hou jou vriende naby, maar hou jou vyande nog nader. Hey, kom ons kyk. Okay, dit moet 'n paswoord wees wat ons kan onthou.
Ja, wat van 'n syfer wat in ons herinner aan die goeie woorde? 777
ja.
/*#.
666. #. En dan die sterretjie.
Ja, pielkop. Dis die
pielkop.
Ons moet dit kan onthou.
Dit moet 'n woord wees.
Ballas.
Ballas. Ballas. Ballast.
Ah.
Ballast. Dit sal hulle afsit, want hulle sal miskien uitkom by alles, maar hulle gaan nie daar tee van ballas by sit. Ok, so dis 7704, so turn her, asterisk, backwards, slices, says, back, sterretjie, pielkoppie, ballast.
Dat is hy.
Ah, ek sal het nooit vergeet.
Nooit nie.
That was so nice. I was lost in the
do you
story.
Not want this? Yeah, ek was weggevoer na 'n ander wêreld toe.
Yeah. And now it's time for our throw the iPhone competition. Let's see how far we can throw this iPhone. No, thank God it stopped. And now it's time for our. I'm gonna do now this. Oh fuck! I can't. I'm gonna do this now. Now it's time for our. Oh fuck! No, I can't. We're struggling today, people. It's time for our...
Extra!
Thank God. And then the other word?
Special!
Ek is uit awesome. It's time for our extra special guest, Simon Hill!
Good... Is it still morning?
It is.
Just.
Ja.
Good morning. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre. Ek het lanklaas môre gehoor.
Goeiemôre.
Ja. I met him at the breakfast show of... one of our competitors, the big 99 smile with me, you motherfuckers, with Darren.
Darren Scott.
Yes.
And there are lots of Darrens, eh?
Yeah. It's Darren Scott.
It's and a popular radio name. It would, if you are named Darren, you're going to make it in radio.
Yeah. Mm.
You already got the name, yeah.
You got the name, you'll get the show.
Mm.
But then he came across as very talented, and he had all kinds of stuff. Accents and voices, and I thought, let me invite him to this show, and we can have a kuier.
Ja, 'n lekker geselsie.
Met Simon. So, how did you end up with the Darren show?
Yeah, it's a question I ask myself a lot. How did I land up here? No, but I've known Darren for years and years and years. It actually started with voices. See, Darren, when he was still on Jacaranda, he did a thing there called the rugby panel. It's where we you know, all the famous rugby voices and the commentators, and it was a spoof on that. And we'd basically poke fun at the rugby that had happened on the weekend. And he needed someone to do a few voices for him. And at the time, this was about 9 years ago, he said, he found out that I could do a Hugh Bladen voice. You know who Hugh Bladen is, eh, Casper?
Do it. Do the voice. Then
he sounds a bit like this. You know, he's the voice of South African rugby.
Okay.
And he loves a whizzer as well.
During the game.
A shitload of whiskey. So, and he found out that I could do this. And he's like, well, please, won't you write the rugby panel for me and send the voice as well. And that's how it started.
But did you work at Jacaranda then?
Then I left Cape Town because I was living in Cape Town.
Or did he ask you personally and say, yay, Simon, you come work for me here?
No, actually, I said to him, I'm working in advertising. God, get me out of here. Please give me a job.
Okay.
So then he said, come up to Joburg.
But 9 years ago, that was an interesting time in South Africa. There were a lot of people that you could do impressions of. It was a
golden era for impersonators. Yeah, I look back on that time fondly.
Hey, but you two, you Hannes and Simon, you two should blaze. I mean, because, you know.
Blaze as in smoke.
No, get with the times. You should be able to mix.
You get with the times.
I know there's a place like that. No, but you guys should be able to mesh really well with what you guys
really do. I
do
a lot of impressions, and the ones that I do are really cuck.
So. Is that so?
The only one I can do actually is Sylvester Stallone.
Go on.
Quickly.
Beautiful.
Ach, nee, fuck, man.
Is that it? No, that's a cock one.
I know.
What voices can you do, Simon?
Really well. I could obviously do my Blades voice. I can do a Joel Stransky.
Okay, but first, nog Blade, please.
Okay. Well, you know, it's absolutely wonderful to be at clivecentral.com. He's a fantastic Clive talent. Because Blades always gets the names wrong as well. Yeah. So it's wonderful, and wonderful is a payoff line of you, Blade. And it's wonderful to be at clivecentral.com this morning as we look forward to another wonderful weekend's rugby action as the Lions take on the Bulls. I don't know who the Lions play. I don't even know.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, the next one, you said Joel Stransky.
You know, Joel Stransky, of course, the hero of 1995, put that kick over, brought glory to our nation.
And
not only a great commentator on Supersport, but a fantastic cyclist as well.
I've got a friend who can't watch rugby if Joel's commentating. It's like the whole game, he's not watching the game, he's just going, oh, fuck off, Joel. Fuck off, man. The whole game through.
Why? What does he do then?
No, it just irritates him, because
he's got quite a raspy voice, you know, it's very grating, you know?
Yeah. And then the commentator, sure.
Yeah, well, he's just a bit sing-songy and a bit up his own ass, actually, quite frankly.
These flowery terms that he uses.
Yeah. Joel, Barney the Dinosaur was a favorite of mine growing up.
Please do.
Hi, Cusper. It's so nice to be on your show today. I'm having such a wonderful time.
Are we all getting hugs after?
Oh, I love it.
And what else? Do you remember the Schmeagle from The Lord of the Rings? The golem looking.
Do that.
The Schmeagle and the Fathers of Mordor. That was a huge favorite of mine. Wow. So I love doing that. And I'm working on a Donald Trump at the moment.
Oh, is that difficult or not?
What
is the secret to Donald?
It's a tough one. You gotta talk in little spurts, and you gotta end on a high. So it's a great show. It's a good place to be. I love Cliff. No, you see, it's not there yet.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's coming. No, but it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. And also it helps a lot of people is that they see the guy doing Trump with the hands and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the hand gestures.
It's without the gestures.
And of course, one of my favorites growing up, Cusper, was Umkali.
Really?
I loved Umkali.
Oh, and how does he go?
Oh, you asking me?
Let's hear Umkali.
Cusper tutored me on air, by the way. He said I'd do it wrong, but I'll give it another go. Okay.
I want to see whether you listen to me.
You said it was too high. So, here we go.
My name is Umkali. And my fun is Mari. Umkali Mari.
Who's that?
Yes.
Very good.
Up top. Up top.
Very good. Very, very good. Now, do you only work in the mornings with this radio show? Do you do shows? Do you
I have
do
my stand-up own show? No, I don't do any stand-up comedy.
You have your own radio show?
I have my own radio show on Hot.
On Hot?
On Hot.
Is that the station's name?
That's where you spend 3 hours with us.
Oh, yeah, fuck. What did I say? 99 Smile.
You said Smile.
Oh, Hot FM.
Hot 91.9.
Oh, really? What kind of show do you do there?
So I do a Saturday breakfast show as well.
Oh, okay. You can invite me one day.
Yeah, I'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, we can have talk cuck.
Is sport a heavy focus of that show as well, with it falling on the weekend and you being known as kind of a, you know...
No, you're sporty, eh? Because I don't know
sport. No. We have like a little sports chat at 8:15, but otherwise...
That's it, and the rest is just general
otherwise, we
radio.
Just talk about general interest stuff.
Oh, just bring in Broadway for Casper, it will be fine.
Well, anything. I can talk about anything.
Maybe you could do like an entertainment feature for us.
No, I won't do a feature. I'll come and visit you.
Yeah, okay, pop in.
Yeah.
Pop in.
I would love it. And Hannes has been skimping now to be on the guest as well, because he has been trying to tell you that he knows about sport and I don't.
I don't much.
Okay. So maybe you should invite us as
a
duo.
Yeah.
And then there's Betty Bangles.
What do you do?
She's got a fucking show now on VR.
Fucking show. Yeah, a reality show.
What's it called?
Betty Bangles en die Dossers.
He's a drag artist, but then Afrikaans people think of cuck words, as we know. En a drag queen is a fop dosser.
A fop dosser.
Ja. So Betty is a fop dosser. And she does shows every week at
Beefcakes.
Dick's Beefcakes. Charmaine stopped at Lolly's. When did you stop working for Lolly?
When I picked up weight.
Oh, were you a former employee of?
Oh yeah, it was hot. Yeah, I missed the money though.
I don't recall seeing you there.
Nah. Well, like I said, I lost a lot. I picked up a lot of weight, but the only thing I miss is the money, man. Mm. Yeah, shame, Lolly.
Bless. Can I stay at the pool there?
Okay, get out of my pocket, guys.
I brought us some very remarkable footage that we must listen to, all of us, because we want to succeed on radio. And I've discovered Tani, who tells us how to pronounce words. And it sounds simple, but it's actually very true what she says. So let me go look for the Tani. Talk to Simon.
Lovely weather.
Oh, yes. Joburg, this time of year, it is...
That was beautiful to watch.
When did you discover that you've got this knack for impressions? I mean, I'm sure it's something... Did it start
at school?
That's
enough. I've got it.
I tried. Badly.
We'll do it later. Okay, yes, she is. Shh, listen.
Hello, I'm Emma.
Hello, Emma.
And in this lesson, I'm going to share with you 10 English words that you're probably mispronouncing.
Oh.
Okay, the first word is vegetable. Vegetable.
Vegetable.
Now, this word is a challenge because it looks like there should be 4 syllables in this word. Vegetable.
Vegetable.
But there's not. There are 3 syllables. Veg, we don't pronounce that second syllable.
Which?
Vegetable. Vegetable.
Did you know this?
I've always wondered about
comfortable.
That.
Now, this word, just like vegetable, has an extra vowel in there that we don't need to pronounce. Comfortable. Not comfortable.
She sounds like a fucking vegetable.
Comfortable.
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 Okay.
Okay.
Almond.
Huh?
Now, in this word, the L is silent.
Almond.
It's not almond or almond.
Almond.
It's almond.
Almond.
But must you say the A so elongated?
I've got an almond. I've got it.
I'm going to make an almond cake for dessert.
No, that's cuck.
Words like salmon, not salmon.
Salmon.
Half.
What?
Not half.
Half?
Lots of native English speakers actually mess this up as well, and they'll pronounce X.
Oh, you Aussie would know that. Mm.
Or etc.
Et.
And it should be pronounced et. Etc.
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 Did you know that?
It's got a bit of a stutter.
Etc.
Or etc. If you're like me.
Etc.
Okay,
I'm not like
this
you.
One is especially difficult. Clothes.
Oh,
clothes. Not
cloth.
Not clothes.
Clothes.
And not clothes either. The
You're
difficult thing about
though.
The pronunciation of this word is the 2 consonant sounds, and together. Both of those sounds are voiced consonant sounds, so the sound is made here in your vocal cords. Now the TH sound is very, very soft. It is definitely still there. It needs to sound different from the verb close. Okay, which doesn't have the TH sound. This word has the TH sound. Clothes.
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 Clothes of garlic.
Sure.
What?
No, that's it. She's done.
She's done.
Clothes.
What did
of
it
garlic.
Make us realize?
I'm also done.
I learned so much. I'm feeling very comfortable with my pronunciations. As English second language speakers, how did that make you guys feel?
Trapped.
Well, self-purpose. Yeah. What is self-purpose in English?
Self-conscious.
Yes. Because now, vegetable. I never thought of it that way.
Actually, all of us, it's not our first language. I don't know about you, Simon. You're obviously, you know, new to the group. So, but you and me, I mean, yeah.
What do you mean?
English is not our first language.
What do you mean with that?
What do you mean?
Exactly that, what you just did, Bernard.
Ek sal mon vir jou klop gee.
Ja, kom gee vir my daai salmon klop.
One thing we haven't done, we're going to get back to your wonderful question. Honest? Yeah. Simon,
yeah.
I'm noted it down here. But I have got a thing I've never done for a while. Just speak a bit to Simon. I'm looking for the logo.
Okay. So that weather.
Yes.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning.
But so I mean, the question I was asking is kind of discovering a knack for impressions. Was it something you did at school or?
Well, I mean, I think it's, yeah, you pick it up as you go along. You realize.
You like, do it when for fun and then realize, wait, I'm pretty
When
okay.
did you realize that, you know, comedy wasn't for you?
And he's last funny.
Night. Oh, did you have a bad show?
No, it wasn't bad, but it was difficult. Yeah,
tough crowd.
Yeah, I felt like I was really working. Maybe I was just.
But cut. You guys are all performers. What do you do when you got a? Sorry, this is becoming my interview.
I'm actually quite interested to hear his answer. You asking, and I'm going like, yes, I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it is that thing. You start doing it, and then before you know it, you've fallen into, like, I mean, meeting Darren and getting that opportunity was something that kind of almost happened by chance.
No, it's just that. I want to know what you did last night with the cuck show.
I waded through it. Like,
do you have certain things that you, like, crutches that you fall back on that you know then you can you can use?
But see, the funny thing is, after the show, people said to me, it wasn't that cuck.
Yeah, but you up there, you're dying.
I felt like I was dying, yeah. So then you try and you go, okay, now just try something bulletproof, something that I know has worked 1,000 times before.
Because I find like a lot of people when they in a corner, and I guess if you're on stage and you're talking, mm-hmm. then you start swearing.
Yeah. I swore a lot last night.
What the fuck do you mean? Like that is nervous, not a device.
Like a nervous reaction.
Who's Raymond Truman?
I don't know.
Wasn't he the head of Pick and Pay?
That was Raymond Ackerman.
And then there's... Because we got a message. Oh, you must message us, people. We're sitting here with Simon, and there's no messages.
From Hot FM.
And he asked us now when we were off here, do you get a lot of messages? Yeah, nee, almal skryf. Fokkel.
Hoe vra jy wie's Raymond Truman? Dis ons vriend, Raymond.
Oh. He's enjoying the show from London.
Not anymore.
Hy's daar vir fucking Adele. Hy het Adele gaan kyk.
Awesome.
Does Adele still do shows?
Yeah.
Wanneer doen sy sy vanavond?
Sy het nie gestrand.
Raymond.
Sy vlug waar.
I know, ek wonder waar.
She swears a lot, eh? Mm.
Yeah, but that's just who she is.
Yeah.
True.
Mm. Cool.
Big Adele
But Raymond said he loved the show and Conscious Story.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that to impress upon Simon that people are listening. Mm. Go on, what were you discussing?
I think I was done.
Oh.
it was about how cock I was.
Raymond gaan nou die radio afsit.
Yeah.
Nee, Raymond hou aan. Raymond, dit word lekkerder. I can't find my amusing news logo, and that is so important to me today because that is when I ask you questions.
The logo?
Yeah, the logo. Casper's amusing news. That one. I can't find it. So I think.
So what, now we don't do it?
No, I'll sing it, and then I'll say welcome.
Okay.
And then you can each and everyone, if you know an answer, make a noise.
Okay.
What's your noise on us? Okay. You.
Mine.
And hi, Shemaine. Ah, nice.
Betty. Yeah, fuck, ek weet nie.
Yeah, fuck, ek weet nie. Okay. We all got our noises, and now I'm gonna ask you questions. Do 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 do. Casper's and using Muse. Hi and welcome to Anusing Muse, where we ask questions and hear the answers. My first question: who is can't pronounce this.
It's one of those tough English words.
It's a tough English word. Refuli Pulu. Who is Refuli? Refilu. Refilu. Refilue Pulu. Refilue Pulu.
Don't, you're looking at me.
Are you going to do? Yeah, because you are gay. Now we're all eager for you to answer.
I thought we would have to make a noise if we knew.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, okay.
Because
I'm quickly Googling.
No. Jermaine, I'm gonna throw you with this.
No, but for just...
You cannot Google.
For just for afterwards. Because you don't know who it is. So
I know.
I'm going to have
an
answer. Oh, but you just couldn't say the name.
No, I couldn't say the name.
No, I don't know. Hey.
That's my... Yeah. I'm wagering a guess that Refulwe Pulu is a woman, and she may be black.
Okay, you nearly
there. So it's technically...
Well, you are right there. You are in the vicinity of the right answer. Right isn't right there, but right is around. Around
right.
You.
She right is right.
Around you.
Is she one of Jacob Zuma's wives?
Refilio... who said you say, Mr. Mine?
Refilwe.
Refilwe? Isn't a woman... Who said it's a woman?
Oh, I thought it was a woman. It's a man.
It's a fucking trance. Yeah, it's a man.
Is it a soccer player?
No.
What's that no. Look all about?
I was thinking. Refulu. Refulu.
Refulu. Pulu. But Refulu is a girl nom.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pulu. But Pulu is like fun.
You're going to have to tell us.
I'm going to tell you who he is.
Is he the currency of Botswana?
Yeah. Can I have two pulus, please? For a rand. No, you know who he is.
Who?
Casper Nieuwvest.
Oh.
Oh, is that his real
name? Just bought a house, eh? Like a 10 million rand house.
Where?
I don't know. Now you want too much.
Yeah, you get a lot of money if you fill up the dome, I guess.
He's like 20, only 26.
Mm. Wow.
Casper Nieuwvest.
Nieuwvest.
He is who?
Refilwe
Pulu.
There we go.
Okay. So I saw my name for Anna.
But that's what you played at when you were a kid in the pool. You played Marco Pulu.
Yeah, Pulu. That's the old Pulu.
Yeah, that's the old Pulu. Yeah.
Marco Pulu.
I've got Pulu shirts.
Yeah. Pulu shirt.
Yeah. Casper noticed as well, probably. But he likes bragging about his money.
Who?
Casper. Yeah, yeah.
Is there something wrong about bragging about your money, though?
There's nothing wrong about bragging about your money. Just share it. Just that's all I ask. Share it, Casper. Especially with your namesakes. Mm. You know, I was there before you, Casper. Please.
But I follow you on Instagram. It looks like you've got a great life out there.
Of course I have.
You're loaded.
I'm loaded. I have sex every night with different people.
That Alsatian looks tired.
Yeah. Her vulva is like barking.
Ow.
Okay, here's the next question. Eat what to hear better?
Onions.
Why?
It was the first word that
came
to my mind.
Okay, yeah. So to clear your mind, obviously, maybe onions, but it's not right.
Hearing aids?
With hearing aids, you can hear a bit. Eat hearing aids, yeah? Yeah, you can munch if you're hearing aids.
Wacht, laat ik net gooi. Ja, God, nou hoor ik beter.
Wat, wortels laat jou sien in die nacht?
Ja.
En pampoen gee jou krulhare.
So wat laat jou hoor?
Rape?
Patat.
Rape? Wat is rape? Is dit daai?
Ek weet nie.
Ek weet nie, is nie rape nie. Ek weet nie wat rape in Engels is nie.
Nie rapes.
Hoe lekker rape?
Ryp.
Hoe lekker rape.
Maar dit is nie rape nie. Moenie na hom luister nie. Hy is verkeerd.
Radijs. Hoe lekker rape? Hoe lekker rape?
'N rape is so reg op ding.
Hy lyk amper soos 'n ui met 'n stingel.
Soos wat is daai goed? Wat is daai suur goed? Liquichis. What?
The sour worms.
The sour ones.
Yeah, a savour worm.
Yeah, but it's not that. What makes you hear better?
Not a cooking fucking clue.
Do you know that this thing that you eat to hear better also is the fifth sense? That they say it's something is salty, it's soury, is this, and it's then this thing.
It's bitter.
No, bitter is bitter. The fifth one. Is this thing
the fifth element?
Chocolate.
No, that's sweet.
Cinnamon.
Is it seer?
It's not sour. It is the fifth one.
Give us a clue, man.
A sense.
Of net die antwoord.
Well, die antwoord. Ek kan die antwoord
gee. Geef ons die antwoord.
As jy seker wil weet.
Ja.
Cheese.
Cheese. Kaas. Really?
Cheese makes you hear better.
Rare. Ek eet baie kaas.
Regtig?
Ja, ek like kaas, bro.
I thought, does it deflame you? Because I thought it gives you phlegm.
I didn't say about phlegm. I said about hearing.
I know, yeah, but
it's
like,
interesting hoe ons almal aan groente gedink het.
Rondom die sinusgoeders, jy weet as die phlegm sit en dis wat kaasgoeders gee met al milk products, nou, the lactose thing.
Phlegm is baie in Swede is 'n gewilde naam, phlegm.
Nou, as jy 'n sterrie stampie drink, gaan dit jou gehoor klein bietjie beter maak, maar
jou gehore, nie jou nie nou audiences nie.
You've got a lot of phlegm there, Casper.
I've got a phlegm in my pocket. Now, opera...
And, maar ek weet hoekom, skies ek nou net, no, hoekom, okay. Want as jy blou kaas eet,
ja?
Dan wil niemand na by jou staan nie, so dan moet jy beter kan hoor, want hulle allemaal is
in die weg. Ja. Wacht, laat ek gauw die blou kaas eet.
Hallo? Hallo iemand? Ach, wat is so lekker blou kaas with fig jam. Oh,
yes. My God. Okay, opera is the preferred music for which animal?
Opera.
Yeah.
For
giraffes.
Birds? Elephants.
Giraffes, so that they don't know what they come
out. I like that. No, they go with that, yeah.
Or an eagle.
Ah. They could have tested
the arend.
Hulle kon die arend getoest het by die botaniese tuin.
Tuine, ja.
Speel hulle bykie Maria Callas en dan pleeg die klein arendtjie selfmoord.
Skoppie van die kuikens uit die nes.
Something graceful and big.
Ja.
Apparently it's horses.
Like horses like opera.
Ja.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So you know. Next time
how do they know this?
I think they directed a movie and played opera and all the horses
listened. Horses are like, yeah. Thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, hoof up.
Yeah, fucking lekker.
Dis lekker, ja.
We like that.
Okay. The horses don't want to work. Play them some Verdi, man.
Yeah. But if you put on hip-hop, they go, nay.
Nay. Okay, so in Morocco, something was discovered, which is very important for science.
In Morocco?
In Morocco. This year, it was discovered.
It's like a fossil.
Yeah.
I see all this.
Like
but not a fossil. It's not a fossil, but it is like a fossil. But it is us.
Like a skeleton. What like are a we? Missing link.
Yes.
A humanoid.
Yes. A humanoid.
Homo.
Homo.
Sexual.
Sexuals.
They come found homosexuals in Morocco.
I promise you, they discovered a little...
This year.
A little bone in Morocco to tell them that Homo sapiens evolved at least 100,000 years earlier than we thought.
Oh, that's interesting.
So put that
and
in your pocket.
There, in Morocco.
In Morocco of all places.
Because they found something in the Athens basin as well. Outside, well,
yeah,
where Athens is today. And similar stuff. Like, we evolved a lot earlier than what we originally thought.
Are you taking the piss now? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you know when I'm taking the piss.
Okay. So what did they discover?
Well, they discovered... basically, because you know they've discovered Homo naledi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Near Krugersdorp. And if you go to the Cradlestone Mall, you can still see Homo naledi. Mm.
And we thought that was the oldest.
Yeah.
But now they found something in the Athens basin that they say is actually
so
far
now,
older
all
than
of a sudden, the cradle of mankind is no longer.
You mean like a human thing?
A human.
Because that's right. That's right. Because part of the whole thing about the Morocco thing was that everyone thought it was here in Africa, but now it seems to be further
from
away.
From Europe.
Yeah.
Saying it's from Europe.
Yeah.
So that's problems for the cradle of humankind.
Lack of Allah. Yeah.
It loses its
value immediately.
Oh, it's like
they're
Joburg,
now giving away postcards there.
It's like Joburg saying world-class city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't. You're lying.
Can't anymore. Yeah.
Cuck.
No, go to Athens. They went to Starbucks. And they tested their water. What did they find?
Poo.
Yes.
Poo in Starbucks. Poo in Starbucks water.
Where? Starbucks where?
Everywhere.
Well, ek het gehoor is cup coffee, but that
vibration in your stem.
In South Africa, Starbucks or like New York,
fecal coliforms, whatever that is, was found in the ice at Starbucks. 3 out of 10 bottles of water have got fecal coliforms.
Yeah.
Wel, niemand is doet, nee.
Maar, nog niet.
Ja, maar in elke Starbucks in Johannesburg, Kaapstad, New York?
I don't want to be sued by Starbucks.
Okay.
So I don't know.
But see, it's okay. All around us in any case. I mean, I once saw a thing where they did a test, like a scientific test, that proved that fecal matter ends up on your toothbrush. If you keep your toothbrush in the, you know, and Jesus you flush Christ. A toilet, the water, you know, the little vapor is actually so... Fecal matter is all
from
around
me
us.
To me.
Yeah.
I've from me to me.
I've got a 2.5
yeah.
year old. I've got fecal matter under my fingernails.
It's seker die nice. Lese van die van die riool water mense. Fecal matters. What's the most you sorry?
When you have was die poef in die koffie net te veel oor.
Is nie koffie nie in die water. In die water. In die ysies in die watertjies en goed wat die mense drink. And there were other restaurant chains as well. And I don't want to...
Wasn't just Starbucks.
No, it wasn't just Starbucks. I'm just saying Starbucks because
this
that's
happened
the...
happened overseas, by
yeah.
the way.
All right. Okay, so... Yeah, okay, let's get out. Yeah, it's overseas. Yeah, it's not just Starbucks. Yeah, okay. It was just a little bit of a fake news thing to make something out of fuckle. Most... In, do you go to gym? You go, eh?
Oh,
I can see, yes. But the rest of you, what?
Skarmula.
And you look at me.
Wow.
I can do it a day. For by Ian.
Ah, yeah, gym for sure. What is the most used equipment in a gym?
Smoothie machine.
Maybe, yeah, for you.
Treadmill.
No, for us, athletes. The treadmill.
The treadmill,
yeah. Or the bike.
Do you want to answer?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Well, to a gym, it's all in the gebruik it. So I still say
that thing that goes up a hill that you use.
No, yes, you can up a hill set as you will.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it actually was
a rowing machine.
Yeah. Also not. It was a joke question. They say the most used equipment in a gym is the mirror. Okay, sorry. But so I made a fake question.
Oh, okay.
But you crazy like that.
I am. I just roll with that.
Hey.
Asgardia. People are booking for Asgardia. What is that?
Isn't it like Vikings, yes. Thor?
No.
The kingdom of the gods. That's what I thought it was.
No.
Asgardia.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, it was named for the Norse gods.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it is a thing now. It's a thing now.
It's like a theme park or something.
Yes, very close.
I thought that's what homophobes do. They do an Asgardia. Don't come near me.
Yeah. I am
guarding myself a new Asgardia.
New Harry Potter.
Asgardia. Yeah.
And people with gambling problems get Asgardias. As well.
It's like a town out there.
Made of Lego or something.
That they're going to build and the people are booking for already now to go stay there.
Off in Earth. Mars.
Is it in space? Off in Earth. Mars.
Oh, in Mars.
No. Somewhere here close in our loop.
Like a restaurant in the sky.
Yes. But it's a flat in the sky, Asgardia. So we're not going to have the cuck of the Earth. So if you can't cope anymore with, yes, I can't cope anymore, I'm going to Asgardia. You can do that.
Wow. Hmm? That's beautiful. How do you get there?
Yeah, you go with, I think it's the Musks.
The Musks.
Elon Musk's people. They are building.
Yeah, all right.
So they will hyperloop you.
To Asgardia.
Yeah, meanwhile, they just give you an injection and throw you off in a cliff. But you're gone, yeah. Oh, I said Asgardia. Who's Kim Jong-il?
Leader of North Korea.
You see, the current one.
That little thing, yeah. That's Mad as Hatter.
Yes. Yeah, he's okay. The current one.
Mm. Okay, so I wasn't quite sure. So Kim Jong-il, they've got books out on him already in Korea, and the exclusive books of North Korea.
Yeah.
And then they say in the book about his life, what is the one thing that he makes him different than the rest of us.
Say Harshnay.
Come on.
He's allowed to use Google.
Yeah, yeah, he can do that. But no, it's something else. That
he's got nuclear weapons.
About him as a person.
But is this something that he portrays? Because the North Koreans that create the impression that you know the supreme leader is more than he really is. So is this a real
ordained
thing?
By God? Or
yeah, he's like a book. Like Madiba had Long Walk to Freedom. He's got long tap steps to heaven or whatever, and then in that book they describe something of him that makes him so unique.
He's got three balls.
No. No, he can't poo or pee.
He can't poo or pee.
Oh, that would explain why he's so fat.
Yeah.
He died on a pipey.
Oh, he's so miserable.
I can't do it because nothing ugly comes from the great leader.
Yes.
Oh, we're learning a lot, hey?
That's nice. I mean, I have to get up in the middle of the night for a pee. If I can skip that, it would be nice.
Talking about pee, the water on Earth, how old is it?
As old as the Earth.
So oud soos die berge.
So oud soos die berge.
Yeah.
4.5 billion years.
No, 8. 4.8. Oh. But no, you're right. It is.
Because it's the continuous cycle.
The circle of life.
You learn at school.
So even the water I drink today is 4 billion years.
It's 4 billion years old.
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is.
So we recycle. Everything is recycled. Life, water, knowledge, gods, man.
The content on this show.
Next week we will repeat this show.
You won't know.
In the recycled podcast. No, next week I'm actually away. I'm in Anibos. But I've asked Hannes to do a show.
But then you can get your big choma Melt.
Yeah, but Melt lives in Cape Town now. So it's become difficult. Yeah, he's coming soon. I know.
You're not about it here, man.
Nothing.
No. But you can do what you want, Hannes.
Yeah.
Just keep my show intact so that I can get it back.
Okay.
Okay, and the last question on Casper's and using Muse is, sorry, Oregon. How do you pronounce that? Oregon.
Like the place or the person?
The place.
And Frodo Tunny.
What's a tunny? Oh yeah. The vegetable.
Yeah.
There's a place in America called Oregon.
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 And from what's tomorrow? 1st of July.
Yeah.
From tomorrow.
Is it the 1st already? No.
Kan jy glo my skat? Die tyd hy vat ons met vlerkies.
50 days of September, April.
Yeah. July the 1st.
You still
does
that thing.
Move away from my question.
Wait, is it?
How many days of
okay,
the
month?
January, February, March. Knuckle. From tomorrow in Oregon, the only state in the world and in America, you can fill in on your driver's license and your marriage certificate M, L, or X if you're trans.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So you can say, I'm trans. All this.
No.
I am. You don't have to be male or female anymore.
That's an amazing thing about America, is it? 3 years ago, there was all this controversy about the use of toilets for trans people in one state, you know, and saying that a trans woman can't use a female toilets. That's in one state. And then in another state, they're open and forward thinking, and you're allowed to.
This exactly.
Show who you are, you know.
Gister 'n law gepas in Mississippi wat nou besighede en skole die reg gee om LGBT people soos weg te wys. Jy's nie welkom hier nie.
So two steps
op gronde van religion.
Okay, now we were at that question a few minutes ago where you asked him about his impersonations. You can do that now.
Ask it again, Hannes.
Do you do political characters?
I don't. I'm like, I feel like I need to expand my repertoire.
I think so too.
It's tough though.
But you sound like you can do anything.
Ah, I don't.
That's
I don't feel like I can do anything, Casper.
Yeah. And that's why I think you should. We need a lot of people who can imitate.
Yeah.
We haven't got enough of them.
You know, it's not easy to do for me, because it's also, you've got to be careful, eh?
Yeah.
If you're particularly if you are making fun of another race.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, people can label you as a racist.
Yeah, it's a blackface kind of thing.
You saw what those, you know, those kids at Stellenbosch did. They paint their face purple and, you know, you're in big trouble.
Mm. There's this other guy, Leon Schuster.
Yeah.
Same thing. But
is he getting backlash?
He got in early.
Yeah.
He got in early.
So you are on Saturdays on the 99 Hot 100.
99 Hot 100.
And every morning with Darren.
Darren.
Okay.
Yeah, he talk about...
What time?
6 to 9.
Every day.
That's early.
That's
so
early.
You don't have an early a late Friday.
Does he rely on you to be funny?
Sometimes, depending how I'm feeling. You know, we all, some days are good. Tom Petty said it best. You know, some days are diamonds, some days are rocks. But you know, we've got a good team dynamic. Like you guys, you know each other. You know,
we do.
You know, I'm the outsider. I come in here, and you know, I've got to just fit in. But you know, that's
how it goes. Don't worry. I also just have to fit in.
Oh, wow!
Well, you really love radio.
Pass it to you.
I mean, since being involved in radio, you've fallen in love with it.
I like radio, and let's be honest. Radio in South Africa is cuck generally. I mean, Gareth was onto something.
Yeah.
When he said
he is, know, we are onto something.
No, you are. You guys are, and what you guys are doing is cool. Do you remember Balls Radio?
Yes, that's where I met you.
I was there as well.
Yes, so I started Balls Radio with Darren.
Oh,
and I think it's such an exciting space to play in.
Yeah.
Like we need. So I'm getting all preachy here, but we do. We need new talent, because you listen to the radio nowadays. Where's the talent? Mm.
But then
it's more important to play the hit song than having conversations.
But then you're older than I thought. You're 23.
I look 23.
You moisturize and exfoliate.
Yeah.
You started Balls with Darren.
Yes, we did.
My goodness.
So that was the year 2012.
Yeah.
It was a long
in the year 2012.
That's five years ago.
I did an interview with. Were you there?
That's 5 years ago. No.
I did an interview with Sasha there.
Yes. Montenegro.
Yeah. Yes.
Montenegro. Yes.
Yeah.
Like the steering wheel is the universal sign.
He's also at Hot 91.9 now.
He's also not.
Hot 91.9.
I always think radio is the one medium that will never die. It'll change formats and stuff, but people have radio around them the whole time. Whether they're driving to work, they've got the radio on. When they get to work, then City Money Radio.
What's nice about radio is that it's immediate.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you say something, it's out there, it's gone. You know, there's not a lot of pre-production. Like, Casper, you guys know, with TV. I mean, you got to go do your makeup, you've got to set up the cameras, and you post-production, that's a whole spiel on its own. Radio, you switch the mic on and you talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it great. And that's what's nice is, you can really say what you think.
Mm. Yeah, this is amazing.
We've just listened to Simon Hill's finger, where he says, here.
We're
Simon.
We're
no, you're right. No, this is very freeing. It's freeing.
And it's nice to see you on radio.
Yeah, to see me on radio, I know. We got a section here where we go back to the old days, and I've asked Hannes to do some research for me. Because I went to see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, I did as well. How good was that?
It was fantastic.
You went about 14
times. I just thought, again and again and again.
And there was a song that I didn't know, MacArthur Park. I knew about it. I knew it was always there. It's a 60s kind of a thing. But I don't know this fucking song. And it was used in this musical as a device. And older people went, ha, 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 yeah. And the younger people went, what the fuck is this MacArthur Park? So I think that will be our Stoff Poopy today.
Stoff Poopies on day 8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag?
Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars snaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
So MacArthur Park was written by who?
It was written by Jimmy Webb in 1968 and is commonly and popularly believed to be the cuckest song of all time. But because of the flowery lyrics, because I mean at some point he relates love, is says that love is like a cake in the rain.
Yeah, and someone left it.
Yeah, but however, the success of this song was quite huge. I mean, it was a big hit for Richard Harris that we all know from
Camelot.
Camelot. He was Dumbledore in the first two.
You can play anytime you want to.
This is I've got the Donna Summer version. Yeah?
Oh, we love Donna. Yeah.
I love to love you, baby.
What the fuck's this?
MacArthur Park.
Oh, na 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 na.
For a steal, it ran one step ahead as we followed.
Na 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 na. But then it's like symbols.
Yeah.
MacArthur's Park is melting
in the rain, in the dark.
The dark.
You are so at the show right now, aren't you?
So that, yeah, that's the 1978 Donna Summer version, which it got her first nomination for Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. And the song also won a Grammy for Richard Harris for Best Accompaniment Vocal.
I got
best the arrangement accompanying.
I have the Richard Harris arrangement, but I can't play it because there's some technical fault here. But it was something like.
Someone let a cake out in the rain. No, that's all right. That song, it's not too bad.
Right? No, but it's commonly considered to be one of the worst songs of all time. I don't think so. I like the movie.
Honest, I'm just gonna take your pee-pee and put it in my pee-pee. I just wanna check something. I wanna check of ek die probleem nou opgelos het in hierdie ding. No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. This is Richard Harris. So that's.
Kan die klanke bietjie opskuif?
Nee, sorry, sit maar weer op die piet terug.
This song was apparently it was written at the end of a relationship that ended, and this guy Jimmy Webber wrote the song, and this woman used to hang out in MacArthur Park.
Do you know who that woman is?
Yes, it's
the sister of
Linda Ronstadt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does the sister have a name? What's the name?
Maggie
Ronstadt.
No, I've got it here somewhere.
Maggie Ronstadt. Yeah.
Ronstadt.
And then he saw the cake. He said he saw the cake in the rain, and he wrote it, and he wasn't high on acid, and he saw everything like that. And then people ridiculed him for the rest of his life. That's the only song he's ever written. And then he had to go to Asgardia to stay there. What's this?
Dit is nog steeds...
Simon, what's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist?
Yeah.
Because you know the radio station that I work at?
Yeah, you do the Stoofpoep pieces as well, eh?
What?
Like the Golden Oldies.
Yeah, Stoff Puppies, correct. Yeah. So we only play like music from the 80s.
Lekker.
So I've, you know, so I'm getting a bit emotional. I'm enjoying that new Coldplay song with the Chainsmokers.
I haven't heard it.
Just look for it.
Coldplay?
Coldplay and the Chainsmokers.
Oh, is it real? I thought you were making this up.
No, that's nice. Look that up, Hannes.
Who are the Chainsmokers?
Oh, Casper.
It's the band?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, these guys are huge.
Really?
You guys don't look too excited.
Huh? No.
New information.
It's new information.
New information. I mean, we're going like...
What do you play on this show?
MacArthur
Broadway.
Yeah. MacArthur Park. And we got... listen to this one, Simon. Let me just look for it. Ask him that question, how he got to.
And then...
do you want to know how I found out I could do voices?
Voices, yes.
Yeah, answer.
Okay, I'll answer. You know, you just kind of pick it up as you go along, you know, and you experiment with your friends. You also experiment voices with your friends. And I think I've been doing it since I was a little kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's 17 years ago.
I mean, when did you
ago?
Find out that, you know, you wanted to do stripping? And that you were good at it.
I've got the Chainsmokers song.
I've actually never stripped in my life. I'm such a prude. It's a killer. So,
you're still a prude.
Hey? Is that the one you're on?
Don't you think this is cool?
Oh, I have heard it.
But isn't it backwards? Isn't the radio backwards?
There's a Rodney Seal remix.
Okay, I was away, I'm back.
It's the Chainsmokers with Coldplay.
That's your recommendation.
He likes the song.
So I'm enjoying
it
at the moment.
But as a child, he started imitating people.
See, my parents, you know, you grew up liking what your parents liked.
Yeah.
Imitate your father.
Simon,
you're
grounded.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Wow.
That was it.
it's like he was in the room now.
Wait until your father gets home.
Yeah,
that was her.
Yeah,
and you little shit.
And did you imitate a teacher? Were you a class clown?
I was a class clown. I was always with a chirp from the back of the class.
Yes.
Hannes, you strike me as that kind of guy as well.
A little bit.
So you were told to keep quiet in class?
Yeah, but then also, like, it was weird because I didn't want to piss the teacher off too much because I was a bit of a suck-up sometimes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was I tried to be funny at appropriate moments as well. And because I wanted to sit on the fence.
Okay, so you're a people pleaser.
I am a people pleaser.
But the way you do the voices, I can hear, but these people are gone now. Irvarde Alan Hendricks, I can hear you do. Do you remember him?
No.
He was... Do you know Irvarde?
Uh-huh.
Irvarde Alan Hendricks, wat in die see geswem het.
Yeah, he swam
in die see.
In the White Sea.
Yes.
And then he got kicked out because he was colored. They were the Labour Party.
That's right.
A voice that I do like doing, that I did pick up on quite early, was, you know, do you remember the movie tone news voice? If you went to the movies... Back in the day, in the 60s or whatever. And
I did not go to the movies.
But neither did
60s.
I. But they used to show, before the movie started, they'd show the news.
Yeah,
it's a spiel.
That's right.
It's a mirror.
It's a mirror. And the guy would talk like this, you know? And it's 1961 in the Republic. And these are the brave men and women of the South African police force. By land, by sea, and by air. They defend our country's borders.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You see, and I started doing that from a very young age. And you could also used to do sports commentary to it.
Yeah.
So you used to go, Dawkins to Jenkins. And he's spelled him. See, you loving this.
I love it.
I am, actually.
See, so you start with one and then you kind of just...
experiment. I used to do, we had one teacher at school that was really fun to, Stanley. We called him Stanley because he looked like Stanley Roper.
Stanley Roper.
So he always, and he was one of those teachers who used to say things like, if you're going to get a hiding from him, he'd actually say to you, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. This cock, I'm getting blitzed by a cricket bat, you know. Yeah.
Whoa, but that's hectic.
He can only do Rocky. Sylvester Stallone, but he didn't do it well.
Yeah.
So can you do any familiar stars or something?
Clint Eastwood, Obama.
Yeah, Clint of Obama. Of we talked about Charlize.
I could try to do the you know homie Grandpa from The Simpsons.
Oh, nice. Yes.
That's got a bit of umkali to it. So you kind of figure out your range.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Homie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's not good.
Yeah. People have said that I've got a decent Sean Connery, but it's a big one to try.
Try it.
From The Rock.
When he goes, Money Penny.
Yes, I've been locked here longer than Nelson Mandela. What do you expect me to do? Run for president?
Yeah.
Bad, but it's not great. Yeah.
Didn't he die the other day?
Oops. No, Sean Connery can't die.
Someone said here, and it's
who
very,
was it? Wasn't it Sean Connery?
Very too much
it
information.
It was a James Bond.
He said pineapple makes jizz taste better.
The Dune.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
But somehow, when we talk about cheese now.
And garlic, let it buy a cock, bro.
Asparagus, let your piss snacks, right?
Yeah.
I want to talk about this.
Okay.
I just want to say someone said about the cheese, and then they said a pineapple
makes
the jizz grow fonder.
Okay.
But I saw someone also said, because the question was what makes you ear bit, and someone said cauliflower. Which is funny because you get cauliflower ears
if you play rugby. Because you don't want to listen to put that scrum things on. Yeah.
If you look at that, like Rudolf Strehle's ears or something like that, it's a lot of damage there, but.
That is a song.
That's a lot of. That's a life spent between many men's legs.
If you put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you do that for a sport.
For fun.
I cannot believe that.
No.
The hard knock life of rugby.
It's a hard knock life.
And imagine how stressed your ears must be to stay like this.
But you imagine how well you hear when they're that huge. Because radar just picks it up.
True.
Well, imagine how stressed your ears must be if you play for the Springboks at the moment, because the kind of eight cuck you're getting at half time.
I didn't eat cheese for interval. I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
What is happening with rugby?
Well, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves because we've just beaten the French.
Now everybody's saying we're back on track.
We're back on track, but we're not back on track.
Who is our coach?
Our coach at the moment is Alistair Coetzee. But before Alistair Coetzee was Heineke Meyer. And before Heineke Meyer was Peter de Villiers, my friend. You remember Peter de Villiers?
I wanted to ask you earlier if you could do one.
Do you remember that? Oh, because, you know, I was from the Cape originally. You know, and I must love doing a coloured voice. Because I was perfected that as a child.
Is Alistair coloured?
Alistair's coloured, yeah, but he's got quite a difficult, because you've got his saver coloured. You must tell me if I'm being racist here.
I ain't fucking going there. Hang yourself, but you'll reap the benefits and I'll just be smiling. I'll be like, I wasn't there.
But I realised that maybe that's where he got it, but Peter de Villiers actually sounds a bit like Chester Missing. Maybe that's where Conrad Koch got the idea from.
Probably stole it from me.
Yeah, he stole it from
he
you.
Stole it from me.
Yeah.
Is Alistair Coetzee coloured?
He is.
Yeah.
And Peter de Bruin ook?
Peter Bayer. He's fully aware.
but your coloured accent, Cape coloured accent.
I know, because I was a case study, you know, when I was a child.
Yeah.
I love the colours. My favourite.
Now you see, there you're going. There
but
you're
the Joburg coloured is vastly different to the Cape coloured.
But the Cape coloured did infuse the language of Afrikaans with great words and expressions.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, that's a long story.
It's a long story, but I want to say that's why I love them so much. I love them so much. Which is from which musical, Bernard?
kom.
I know him so well.
From?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, being
which is now revived on West End, actually.
Yeah, no, it's Chess and Jesus, it's Broadway. God. Chess and Broadway, Superstar. Anyway. See, I know him so well. Who sang I Know Him So Well in Jesus Christ Superstar? The Romans.
The funny thing is, when I started working in as an actor and did my first few voiceovers, for some reason, there was one marketing company that kept booking me as a colored voice. And I had to record it with Zayn Mias, who's really colored. And I have to pretend to be colored for a Fanta. It was not very good, but I felt
did you feel
like I was betraying someone, you know what I mean? Like I'm lying to the people in Radio Land because I'm not really colored. And people can hear it probably. Could hear
but you know, there's this fallacy that every colored speaks the same. You know, there are coloreds who speak a little different, or it's off, or some are really deep. So you
can't say niet anders.
Because that has to sound like
that's the point.
Neutral colored.
You see, you know, so you got to be careful not to stereotype, but you've got to you got to latch onto something.
Oh, you have to. And you go wherever you go. I mean, if I go to Mitchell's Plain or to Manenberg, do you think I'm going to speak like I speak here now? Oh, no, fuck, no.
Hoe praat jy dan?
Dan praat ek soos die mense praat.
Kom.
Praat vir ons?
Kom.
Like I normally do when I speak to you. Yeah. You know? Bernard knows because, I mean, like I normally speak, but I just don't, you know, I don't enunciate or pronounce properly. I just go with colloquial, which is comfortable.
Of course, and it's natural.
Because mense kyk vir jou en sê, "Hoe praat jy so snaaks, man?" You know, comes like on the answer to me. Moenie vir jou aansit terughou nie. So, you know, I speak differently for work purposes a lot of the times, but when I'm with my people, I speak properly.
But isn't it just?
But I thought as a stripper, you didn't really talk.
Just one language,
the language of
body language.
Die taal van peel.
But die taal van wat?
Van peel.
Van peel.
Let's just. Never Simon mind. Is getting out of hand, and you should never have told him that I was a stripper.
I know. He's not going to leave you now.
I know.
He's going to follow you home.
I know.
Afterwards?
I've got a 20 in my wallet. What are you?
20,000.
Lap dance in the parking.
20,000. Dude. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, shame. No, you're not a stripper at all. She's not a stripper. But isn't it fantastic to see how we were speaking about... I'm going to have to go back 4.8 billion years now. To the water. But isn't it amazing how things sort of change the minute they go further? So you have your accent in the Cape, Charmaine, and then you go a little bit north and then you got Namaqualand and you go a little bit south and you got this. So life is so adjustable. Mm-hmm. It's not even funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go from Cape Flats to Namaqualand and then the road is from
to Namaqualand. Hoor jy vir my? Moet nou nie vir my hier kom stel kwaad maak.
Yeah.
You know? And then you go to the Northern Cape and
it's like, ah. Klika.
Yeah, no.
What happened?
Sorry, everybody click in.
My koi isn't that good.
Not everybody does do clicks in Namibia.
I've been invited to the. I've been invited.
But good click.
I've been invited to the koi movie.
Clicky up there, man.
The koi movie. To that
koi fish.
Tour.
Can you call them by going? Just
I'm
drop
try
stones
that.
In the pond.
So I'll try that. Okay. With the fish, but I would love to see that movie.
Yeah,
is it about Rutua?
Yeah,
is your family. Yeah, your oma.
Ur oma, Rutua. Maybe I can take you with us a date.
No, but you can't say hur oma.
No, but that's a fun. That's funny. I'm trying to be funny.
I know the colors are gonna hurt you.
No, ur oma. I won't do it in front of colors. I saw the cockiest movie yesterday. Why him?
Is that
that's a movie.
Why him?
Yes.
I've seen the trailer with Bryan Cranston and James Franco.
Oh my God.
I've never even heard of this movie. Sorry.
But it's explain like, it's like all these stars, like Deborah.
So it's a great cast.
Yeah, from, what's her name, from Will and Grace?
Yeah.
Deborah Messing.
No, the other one.
Honey.
Karen from Will and Grace.
Karen is Bryan Cranston from
Megan Mullally.
Mullally. And then we got Brian from Breaking Bad. We got Franco, who always is a warning signal if he's in the movie, James Franco. And then they try and salvage the script. There's no script. It's a lot of money thrown at them.
It's a typical kind of storyline where girl meets bad boy, dad doesn't like bad boy and dad has fallouts. Try and outdo each other.
And they eventually reconcile.
I stopped halfway. I couldn't anymore.
Did you walk out?
No, I watched it on my own TV.
Oh, it's not that new.
No.
Or is this one of those straight to DVDs?
No. This is already on iTunes and stuff like that. Sorry. No, not a new. Who's? Have you seen the Wonder Woman?
Yes, I have.
And you like that?
I like that a lot.
And you, Simon?
I haven't seen it.
He says it's good.
I liked it a lot.
Do you like comedy, cartoon characters?
Not really.
He's very into it. Very geeky.
I can see
he's
that.
Very geeky that way.
But I liked it. And she's pretty as well. So even if you don't like the story, you can just go look at the Amazons. Like a tit.
Tick.
So the Amazon.
Is that okay? Is that out at the moment?
Yeah.
It's out on IMAX and 3D apparently. I like that. I'll watch anything if it's IMAX and 3D.
But have you heard the story? Left field. Hello. Apparently, Hollywood's not really interested in making good movies or movies. It's about pedophilia.
Huh?
What? I know. Okay, let's just leave that.
There's a huge ring. Waar kry jy jou nuus vandaan? Wil ek net graag weet. Watter website?
Dis Trump's, isn't it?
No, not Trump's. Just do general news. No, apparently it's huge and it's starting pedophilia. To come out. And apparently this is people are starting to name names now.
Yeah.
You know, all those young ones are coming out and saying.
I know it's that Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Oh yeah, I remember they suffered a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but that Corey doesn't want to mention names. He's you know, so it will come out. He's
scarred for life.
Yeah. So is that really what Fiddler on the Roof's all about?
Yes. Yes, see, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Kindergarten Cop.
But go check it out. Pizzagate, go check Pizzagate. It will lead you to everything.
Okay, well, I think that is where we will close the Bible today. I just wanted to say thank you to Simon.
Thanks
it's
for
been a
me.
Wonderful visit. Yeah, I remember to invite me and him, eh?
So you two... No, not you.
Not them.
You two.
Us.
You two can come on my show.
Yeah. We will.
Yeah. I'll block off an entire hour for you. Nothing happens between 6 and 7 in the morning anyway.
Please.
So pull in.
We can play games and chat. Yeah, exchange ideas.
Yeah.
And general knowledge.
Well, for what it's worth, it was nice meeting you.
It was very nice to meet you, and you're the nicest stripper I've ever met.
Now, you remember Friday, you're going to watch what?
I'm going to go to Beefcakes, and I'm going to watch you.
Petty?
No. This coming Friday, you need to watch my show on TV because it's the same time as my show at Beefcakes.
Oh.
And the next Friday, you come to Beefcakes.
So this is the Beefcakes in Ilovo?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
I've been there. It's very nice.
It is nice. Have you seen his show?
Not on the TV. At Beefcakes, maybe.
You should actually have him come on the show because it's like a brand new thing.
That's also
that's happening in South Africa. So really, if you want to be current, leave
I would
those
go for us. I would go for me and Anna.
They're all vying. Anna
has also got a new series out coming on Monday called what?
Elke skewe pos.
You see?
Elke skewe pos.
Yeah.
Pot.
Poes.
Poes.
Yeah.
Geskeerde poes.
Elke geskeerde poes.
Elke skewe poes.
Now on Kijknie.
And this is where it gets unhinged.
Yeah.
And Simon did ask, do we play music on the show? Yes, we do. And so
and we play out with what?
The animal song.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
The bye.
The cow goes woof, 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 woof. The cow goes moo, 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 moo. The duck goes quack, 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 quack. And the owl says twit, twit. The cat goes meow, meow, meow. The bird goes tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet. The pig goes oink, 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 oink. And
And the little mouse said, squeak, 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 squeak. These are the sounds that the animals make. These are the sounds that the animals make. The horse goes neigh, neigh, neigh. The sheep goes baa, 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 baa. The rabbit goes thump, thumpity thump. And the people, they say blah, 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 blah. The snake goes hiss, hiss, hiss. The chicken goes cluck, 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 cluck. The frog goes ribbit,
ribbit, ribbit.
And the bee says buzz, 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 buzz. These are the sounds that the animals make. These are the sounds that the animals make. The donkey goes haw, hee, haw, hee, haw. The elephant goes pow. The bear growls, grr, grr. And the lion roars, roar. These are the sounds that the animals make. These are the sounds that the animals make. These are the sounds that the animals make. These are the sounds that the animals make.
This is CliffCentral.com.